Kevin has changed since that difficult first week. He no longer walks through the office with the same certainty he once had. Now, he observes more, listens longer, and speaks less. Each morning, he takes time to read the mood of the team. When tension appears, he does not react immediately. He pauses, breathes, and chooses his words carefully. He has learned that emotions, when ignored, grow louder. Kevin starts meeting employees individually. During these conversations, he lets people talk without interruption. Some speak calmly, others express frustration that has been building for months. Kevin listens, acknowledges their feelings, and thanks them for their honesty. Slowly, trust begins to form. The meeting with Youssef is different from the others. At first, the atmosphere is cold. In the past, Kevin would have defended his decisions. This time, he explains how the interruptions made him feel and how they affected the team. Youssef listens without arguing. After a long silence, he admits that change made him feel insecure. It is the first real conversation they have had. Team meetings also start to change. Kevin encourages open discussion, but he sets clear limits. When voices rise, he brings the conversation back to facts and solutions. People begin to disagree without attacking. The room feels tense at times, but it no longer feels hostile. Small signs of improvement appear. Emails become clearer and more respectful. Departments begin to cooperate again, even if cautiously. Mistakes still happen, but blame is slowly being replaced by dialogue. Kevin knows the problems are not completely solved. Conflict has not disappeared, and trust is still fragile. Yet something essential has shifted. He is no longer trying to control the team. He is guiding it. As Kevin leaves the office one evening, he feels tired, but grounded. He understands now that leadership is not proven by authority or certainty. It is built through awareness, patience, and the ability to manage emotions, both his own and those of others.